Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Today's Adventure in Creation with Miss Nancy is Job 28, God's Rocks and Wisdom. But where can wisdom be found? Job 28:12. Job is an amazing book full of God's wonders. One thing he had Job devote an entire chapter to was his rocks. Avery County has beautiful rocks, and many can be seen at the Grandfather Mountain Museum and at the Blue Ridge Museum outside of Spruce Pine. But listen to God's words as he talks about his rocks. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is melted from the ore. Man puts an end to the darkness. Far from where people dwell, he cuts a shaft. In places forgotten by the foot of man, far from man, he dangles and sways, and the earth from which food comes is transformed below by fire. Sapphires come from its rocks, and its dust contain nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that happened this hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. Man's hands assault the flinty rocks and lay bare the roots of the mountains. He tunnels through the rocks. His eyes search all its treasures. He searches the sources of the rivers and brings hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? Man does not comprehend its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It's not in me." The sea says, "It's not with me." It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir. And God said to man, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding." The story of Job is one of the oldest books of the Bible. Bible scholars believed he lived after Noah's flood. At the end of this book, God talks for four chapters about what he created. Wisdom is one of his gifts for us. To fear him because he created all things, including man, is the beginning of wisdom. Thank you, Jesus, for wisdom and understanding. May we be as determined to find it as man is to find your jewels found in mines. Amen. See you January 30th. In the downstairs room at Newland Library at 11 a.m. for more fun and adventures in creation.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.